This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Colorado House Republicans are asking the DOJ to review whether a state gun control law signed last week is constitutional. They sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi on Monday requesting an investigation through the new Second Amendment Enforcement Task Force. Representative Ty Winter says the caucus could turn to the federal government for help on other measures they oppose, too.
We will continue to elevate issues to the federal level that need be. There needs to be oversight.
There may also be action to challenge the law in court. A 64-year-old man has died on the Manitou Incline near Colorado Springs. Police and fire officials responded to a 911 call yesterday morning to find bystanders attempting CPR on the man. Authorities have not yet identified him, but he did have an ID from Oregon. The Manitou Incline is a steep one-mile hike with an elevation gain of more than 2,000 feet. For the second year in a row, Colorado will send a Windsor High School student to the National Poetry Out Loud competition. Rye Simmons is a senior and two-time state champion. For the competition, students perform other people's poems. It's an exercise in comprehension, memorization, and presentation.
I look at the world through awakening eyes in a blank face, and this is what I see. And you think about those words that he speaks, and they're very vivid.
Simons will compete May 6th and 7th in the Poetry Out Loud National Finals in Washington, D.C. You are listening to CPR News.